Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Last night, with 100% of precincts reporting, Pete Buttigieg had a slim lead over Bernie Sanders. That's in the Iowa caucus, but they really can't declare a winner. The DNC is saying, maybe we can just recampus everybody. So I say move on and go to the next state. Not to get too political, but this is kind of a cluster. I wouldn't imagine having to recount everything after 3 days. No, thank you. Next state. According to Gallup's Mood of the Nation poll, 9 out of 10 of Americans are satisfied with how their personal lives are going. Let me do a State of the Joe McKenzie show here. How are we feeling? How's the mood of your life?
I'm exhausted.
All right. Nope.
I'm exhausted.
Nope.
Six.
Six, like, out of 10, you're saying?
He's like, out of 100. Well, they're saying, though, that 90% of Americans are satisfied with how their personal lives are going. That's actually the highest number in 4 decades since they've been asking the question. So that's good. I mean, it's okay to be down if you're down sometimes. It's cool, but you don't want to hang there. You want to try to get out of that.
Right. It's like the ebb and flow of life. I'll be like, yeah, and then someone or something takes the wind out of my sails, and then I stop, and then I reassess, and then I go back up. So it's like that balance.
All right, cool. Chips ahead, matey. Something. All right. I feel like I already ruined this. Okay. Coca-Cola. Hey, this is kind of cool, at least for me, because I like to mix like drinks with alcohol. And Coca-Cola is preparing to roll out a new flavor. It combines a big hit and a big flop in terms of past flavors. Starting February 10th, Coke is releasing the new Cherry Vanilla Coke.
That hasn't been out? I'm confused.
I think the combined of them, like Cherry Coke and Vanilla Coke, they're combining the two. And that sounds amazing. I got for Christmas. Excuse you?
Not interested.
Okay. They have this brand new green smoothie flavor. It's so amazing. It's got real kale in it. No, but this would be perfect to go with like my St. Elmo's cola drink, like mixture that I have. Like, ooh, I'm getting excited.
I do like their diet lime, diet Coke with, you know, obviously some rum.
I love
margarita.
Diet Coke, but I just don't like vanilla in my drink.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that either.
I love vanilla ice cream.
Have you guys ever tried, they have cinnamon Coke?
Ew.
Which sounds super weird.
I'm done. Only cinnamon I want is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't like Coke. Like, I only like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I can't drink regular Coke.
And Diet Coke from McDonald's, because it's like filtered the best. It's
oh my
best.
Gosh. Diet Coke from McDonald's just hits so different.
It does.
It's so good. It's like crack. I had that so much.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're making it sound like a drug
it's
thing.
Because
it hits
they
different.
Sell so much of it. A friend went through the whole skinny with
wait,
me.
Really?
It's like filtered.
It's, wait, it's proven that it actually is better, because I've always had this theory.
Well, that's why it tastes better and fresher. Because it's the same with Starbucks water. I always get Starbucks. I go and get 4 a day and I drink. It makes me drink water, but it's triple filtered. It's like going through a million Britas. That's why it's like so pure and delicious.
Wait, we have filtered water here at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also have coffee that gives you a stomach ache for 2 years.
You know what? Some people appreciate that. Let's see. Today's a big day. Actually, I'm sorry. This Sunday is. It's National Pizza Day. And there's new information out. The number of hospitalizations in the United States involving pizza went up by more than 50% in 2018.
What?
That's compared to the previous year. Now, it could have been caused from falling upstairs while you're carrying a delivery order or going down, you know. Maybe somebody slashing a finger with a pizza cutter. How do you do that? I don't understand. There were 3,800 visits to the ER 2 years ago related to pizza. That compares to only 2,300 from the year before. How is more than one person getting? Only thing I can think of a pizza injury is burning the roof of my mouth.
I was just thinking that. I'm pretty sure I've gotten like some second degree burns just from that, being drunk and not being able to like wait until it cools down.
But I'm trying to imagine, like, okay, like, when people cut their hand with, like, do you have your hand like over the middle of the pizza and you just, like, how do you cut your hand with a pizza cutter?
Yeah, like just goes out of control. It's gone rogue.
Oh no.
Like, whenever you're having pizza, I feel like they're very reckless moments. Like, it's either like a party, there's a lot going on, so you're trying to serve it really quickly. An injury could happen that way, or it's late at night.
Oh,
you might have had a couple drinks.
On the West Coast, my friend lived above a pizza place, and it was amazing, but it was dangerous, but it smelled good. I right now live above a pizza place.
Wait, oh my God.
Yeah. I would kind of. I mean, it's a little to the corner, but.
This is the second time I brought it up this week, which is very scary for my future. But I would be like the people on My 600-Pound Life. I would just eat pizza every day and never leave my bed. But can you deliver it, please? Thank you. That sounds amazing. A couple more things for Joe's Need to Know News. The child, a.k.a. Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian, is already the top pre-order Funko Pop of all time. It's like those little mini doll things you know what I'm talking about.
I'm in with the Funko Pops.
Okay, well, yeah, it's going to be the number one. The figure doesn't come out until May, so it officially isn't. The best-selling one right now, anybody want to guess? It's from another movie. What little character do you think was the number one selling one?
I'm going to guess something from the Avengers.
I'm going to guess Elsa.
What Spider-Man. What if I said Guardians of the Galaxy?
Groot.
Baby dancing to Groot. Yep. And finally, how about this? A bartender in Indiana received a $2,020 tip by a customer whose bill was only $64. We talked earlier about the 2020 tip challenge. The woman said she had a nice conversation with the guy, but didn't notice the tip until he was on his way out the bar. She said the man smiled at her when he left. Now, the bartender said she doesn't know what she's going to do with the money, but she said the tip came at a perfect time. She actually missed several days of work with illness, and she really needed it. Like, how amazing is that?
That's incredible.
Wow. I want to know where this guy does.
Why? Do you want to go work there?
You guys talked about the gentleman that I dated that had the almonds.
Yes, back in the day, the nut man.
A plane, I'm pretty sure.
So we went out to dinner with my friends.
In a country.
It's too bad you didn't know me then. He gave everyone $100 and signed it, like just to my friends. And he gave the waitress like $500. It was incredible.
Mackenzie.
But anyway,
this is when you take one for the team.
Yeah, you go back.
Your own happiness. We're a team.
Like,
here.
Our table was of 20 people, and he just gave everyone $100.
What?
I was like, I know no one like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're being selfish right now if you don't go back to dating him. Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there. And finally, today is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Yummy, yummy. It's also Bubblegum Day and National Wear Red Day, of course, in honor of the American Heart Association. So if you see people wearing red today, that's proudly why they're doing it. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joeandmackenzie.com. Song of the Day, it's coming up next. And I feel another victory in my bones.
I feel one too.
That or it's arthritis. Either way, we're going to work through it. It's Tones and I, Dance Monkey.